Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that I wrote together with Dr. Mary Drunowski and Dr. Jay Parsons titled Options with Cows That Have Lost Calves. To discuss the article, I'm joined today by Dr. Jay Parsons. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So, Dr. Parsons, the weather this winter and spring has really been challenging across the state of Nebraska and for much of the northern Great Plains, and in many cases, there's been much greater calf loss than we would typically see. Now, one of the challenges that producers are facing is, what do we do with these cows or first calf heifers that have lost calves? And in this article, we talk about some different things to think through and some options to consider. As producers are now in the spring, early summer almost, and they're thinking about, what do we do with these cows that have lost calves? What are some things that they should think through from an economic perspective as they evaluate their options?
Of course, you know, selling them is an option. It's for some people that cash flow is a big deal, and it's important for them to have it at this point. But traditionally, they wouldn't have had it at this point anyway if the cow had a calf. It's really a cash flow issue later in the fall when they would have gone to sell the calf. So it's basically dealing with that reality that you're not going to get cash flow from that cow this year off of a sold calf in the fall. So how does that fit into your picture? Do you need, you know, does it make sense to sell the cow this point and basically replace the what would have been cash flow from the calf with cash flow from the cow? And if that's the case, then it's a timing issue, and you probably want to consider that in terms of where we're at with prices and whatnot. Or are you okay with that at this point in the value of that, keeping that cow in the herd, breeding her this year so that you get a calf out of her next year? You know, is that the way to go with it? So it really, you need to, you know, it's just like, a replacement heifer in the herd or whatever case may be. It's basically, I'm not going to get a calf out of this animal this year, but I'm breeding her for future value, future calves that I get out of her. How does that lay out in the long run economically for me?
So that whole discussion that around what's that cow's value today is a term we talk about as net present value. And we're thinking about net present value. We're looking at, what do we think that cow's future production potential is? In this case, we're looking at the cow's age and also what we think her calves are going to be in terms of the value that we're going to get from them, looking out to the future. And as we look at the market today, we've been building cow numbers since 2014. Many economists think we're starting to see those cow numbers kind of peak, maybe a little more herd expansion in 2019 into 2020. And then probably going to see maybe numbers somewhat level off or trend down a little bit. As we've seen cattle numbers grow, we've also seen prices tend to moderate, specifically from the highs we saw back in 2014 and 15. But as we're looking at projections in terms of what are these calves going to be worth, a little different scenario than we would have looked at, say, in 2013. How does that play into this picture here as we think about what to do with a cow?
Yeah, you know, what's our productive life going to be? You know, and as you described there, we're where we're at in the price in the inventory cycle, and we've been increasing the herd, as you described, for the last few years and probably a couple more years. So how many more calves are you going to get out of that cow? You know, where is it going to be in terms of value that you expect that to return? And if you're probably just looking at a couple of more calves out of her, of course, it might make more sense to sell her at this point. Another thing I didn't really mention in terms of selling her, you know, you could always breed her and sell her as a bred cow in the fall, but of course, age is going to factor into that too in terms of what she's going to bring in the fall, because other producers are going to look at it similar to what you should be looking at it. And that is yeah, she's bred. I can get a calf out of her next year, but how many more are there and what is it worth paying for her now? So yeah, I mean, it's going to, we all know the cattle prices are cyclical. We also know that they're volatile as time goes on and as these numbers change around. So realistically, it's hard to put an exact number on it, but realistically, you got to look at where you're at and what you would expect to get out over the remaining productive life of the cow, whether it's four calves or six calves or two calves or whatever the case may be. What does that look like? And is it worth keeping her and putting that extra dollars into her this year to basically reap those rewards for the remaining years?
So I think one of the other things that's a big issue as we think about this is that projected cow salvage value. Salvage value for cows, especially in the last year, has been much lower than what we've seen 3, 4, 5 years ago. A lot of cull cow values down in the 40s and 50s in terms of price per hundredweight, where 3, 4 years ago, some of those cows were bringing 80, 90, even over a dollar. And so this salvage value is also a pretty big part of this net present value as we think about what these cows are worth today. And again, as we think about cow herd inventory, probably going to see continued significant number of cows coming to town here in the next couple years from a cull cow standpoint, just because of where cow herd inventory is. So that's another number I think that needs to play into the decision making, is understanding what's the expected salvage value of that cow in terms of when we're going to turn her in and get that value back out of her.
Obviously, you know, marketing 101, you don't want to be hitting the market with your animals when everybody else is. And that's what you're alluding to there. And then, of course, when you put the time value of money in there, that can make that even a worse scenario, where basically you're hanging on and culling your cows same times as everybody else, you double whammy of losing the time value money, and then plus hitting basically a glut in the market where the prices aren't good.
So like one of the other things that plays into this is a feed situation, and in Nebraska, grass is pretty valuable. I think also in many cases, you need to think about some biological risk in terms of bringing in some outside cattle. And so if you're bringing in cow-calf pairs right now into your herd, there is some risk of bringing in some disease, especially for calves, in doing that. And so there needs to be some evaluation also just of biosecurity. And if you're going to be bringing in pairs at this point and putting in with cow-calf pairs that you have that were raised within your own herd originally, recognizing that there's some disease risk there as well. So this is a dynamic type decision. It's not just one that you look at and say, well, this just from a economics perspective, this is what we ought to do. But there's some other risk factors that play into this as well. And one other thing I think is important is understanding the importance of your own cost production. And to really be economical, in many cases, we need to understand that we have overhead costs related to labor and equipment that don't change very much with cow numbers. And so if our cow numbers drop and our overhead costs stay the same, our overhead costs per cow actually went up. And so we need to take that into account as well. If we have some pasture that's not going to be utilized, if we don't replace that cow this year, that's a factor as well. So there's just a lot of different things that play into this as producers evaluate what should they do with cows that have lost calves.
Yeah, and you hit on a couple of things, and it's really hard to put a number on it. So like with so many things, it's what are you comfortable with and what are you equipped to handle? So with biosecurity, of course, are you equipped to basically isolate those cows that you, or animals in general, that you're bringing in away from your herd? There's a lot of little factors like that really play into, the individual operation and makes it a very, individual decision as far as what is right for their current situation.
Anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Parsons, as we wrap this up?
First of all, we're just, kind of sad that some producers faced with this situation, higher level than normal. And we know that those are difficult situations, but it also is a chance to grow as in terms of thinking through these things.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Dr. Parsons.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
For more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, please visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, you'll be able to find this article as well as additional information that discuss net present value of cows and using that information to make management decisions.